Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we are diving into the enigmatic world of antimatter, a spellbinding exploration of one of physics' most intriguing phenomena. Written by Frank Close, an esteemed physics professor at Oxford University with a pedigree including roles such as the former head of the theoretical physics division at the Rutherford Appleton Laboratory. Antimatter unveils the complexities and wonders of this elusive counterpart to matter. In the pages of this book, readers will uncover the essence of antimatter, how it operates within the framework of modern physics, and what revelations it holds for our understanding of the universe. Close, also known for his best-selling books such as Lucifer's Legacy and Eclipse, employs his expertise to demystify advanced scientific concepts, presenting them in a manner that is accessible and engaging. Whether you find yourself gazing up at the stars, pondering the infinite cosmos, are a science fiction aficionado, seeking the factual foundations of fantastical stories, or simply wish to demystify the oft-perplexing world of advanced physics, antimatter stands as a beacon of knowledge. This book promises to enlighten and fascinate all those curious about the cosmic ballet of matter and antimatter. Join us as we summarize the key insights of this fascinating work, and perhaps reveal a new layer of understanding about the universe we inhabit. Antimatter, a must-read classic of modern science. Introduction. Dive into the cosmic riddle of antimatter. Pause for a moment and consider this. Right there, beyond the veil of the night sky, amidst the twinkling stars, there exists a substance so exotic it has fueled science fiction fantasies and stumped the brightest of minds. We're talking about antimatter, the elusive twin to the matter that makes up everything from the chair you're sitting on to the air you're breathing. This curiosity-driven exploration will catapult you into the realm where reality seems stranger than fiction, stripping away the intimidating facade of advanced physics to present the story of antimatter in a refreshing, layman-friendly way. Moving from the buzzing energy of particle accelerators hidden in the mountains to the sweeping vastness of the cosmos, we'll discover why antimatter is not just the stuff of Star Trek lore, but a cornerstone in understanding the very essence of the universe. And so, in this narrative, we delve into intriguing questions. What happens when a quark defies expectations? Can we compare creating matter to excavating dirt for a hole? What profound secrets are buried beneath the alpine peaks? Join me on this journey through space, subatomic particles, and scientific intrigue as we untangle the marvelous mysteries of antimatter together. Part 1. Explore the cosmic ballet of matter and antimatter. Imagine an event so bewildering that it splits the skies of Siberia and leaves the world pondering for over a century. This is no tall tale. This is the story of the Tunguska event on June 30th, 1908, when an inexplicable explosion radiated heat strong enough to melt metal and an impact seen hundreds of kilometers away. With no trace of a celestial body and decades before the atomic age, one theory whispered among the echelons of science is the enigmatic antimatter. Antimatter, in essence, dons the cloak of normal matter's twin, but dances in a world where positive waltzes with negative. If matter and antimatter sound like cosmic archenemies, locked in an eternal tango, you're not far from the truth. This energy-rich rendezvous of opposites, where a mere kilogram has the potential to outshine the sun's fusion, comes to a climax more spectacular than any special effects in Hollywood, a cataclysmic release of gamma rays, the purest form of light. The key message here is, antimatter is the mirror image of normal matter. Consider this. Ordinary matter constructs our daily reality with atoms made of electrically charged protons, neutral neutrons, and electrons, akin to cosmic building blocks. A humble atom like hydrogen is a proton's positive embrace, encircled by an electron's negative whirl. Now enter the looking glass. Antimatter flips the script, inverting charges to present antihydrogen. It has the same dance steps, but to a different tune, with an antiproton and a positron, the electron's doppelganger, coming into play. They are the essential yin and yang of the quantum world, each particle's existence validating its counterpart as if abiding by some celestial balance sheet. It's as though nature is playing with a set of scales. To craft an electron, it must equally forge a positron, the harmony of creation encapsulated in the pure energy of both. This leads us to a profound realization, one that ties directly to Einstein's revelation that matter is but energy in a more tangible guise. Think of it like digging a hole. The earth removed to create the void is mirrored by the mound that rises alongside it. Remove one, and the other must follow. Matter and antimatter can only exist together. Yet upon meeting, they annihilate in a symphony of energy, leaving nothing but light in their wake. And so we are left with a poignant musing. With antimatter, the negative image of matter, we make contact with the gods of creation. Let us marvel then at this invisible dance between being and non-being, a ballet of opposites that speaks the language of the cosmos through its silent explosion of light. Part 2. The quiet physicist who illuminated the universe with antimatter. Picture a physicist whose reticence is as profound as the questions he tackles. This is Paul Dirac, an intellectual luminary whose 1928 inquiry into the existence of negative energy sowed the seeds for a revelation in physics. Dirac's brainchild shook the foundations of what we knew about matter. He posited a sea of tranquil negative energy permeating the vacuum of space, and from its depths, the disturbance by a burst of ordinary energy could give rise to a positron, the positive twin to the electron. This was revolutionary. Dirac's conception effectively opened the door to the domain of antimatter. Initially, his theory might have seemed too avant-garde to be more than an elegant play of mathematics. Yet, synchronicity played its part as validation emerged from lab experiments half a world away. The key message here is, after Dirac theorized positrons, other scientists actually found them. While Dirac's theories rippled through England, Carl Anderson was entrenched in his lab in California, his gaze deep into the cosmos through the window of a cloud chamber. This device, a haven where vapor trails revealed the invisible dance of subatomic particles, was Anderson's telescope tracking the ghostly paths as gamma rays liberate electrons from their atomic bonds. But when a magnetic field introduced its polar allure, Anderson witnessed an unexpected ballet, a choreography of curves defying his predictions. There, amid the trails typically drawn toward positivity, were paths swaying towards negativity. This anomaly had only one explanation. Anderson had stumbled upon the elusive, positively charged electrons, the positrons Dirac spoke of. Still, the origin of these positrons remained a puzzle until two other patient watchers of the sky, Patrick Blackett and Giuseppe Occhialini, entered the stage in 1932. Their setup, a cloud chamber crowned with copper, was a trap laid for cosmic rays. As the energy from the sun embraced the copper, it sparked into a myriad of traces that echoed Anderson's findings. Initially bewildered, their eureka moment arrived during a chance discourse with Dirac. The cosmic rays, when meeting copper, begot a flash of gamma rays, which in turn summoned electrons and positrons from the void. Here was the empirical symphony Dirac had orchestrated with abstract notes of mathematics, echoing through the universe, affirming that antimatter was no fantasy, but a tangible truth, the silent but seismic affirmation of a theory from a physicist who hardly uttered a word. Part 3, The Subatomic Universe. A bustling metropolis of particles. Step into the quantum world and you might expect a sparse trio of particles, the ubiquitous proton, neutron, and electron, headlining every science textbook. Yet, as we zoom in closer, a bustling metropolis of particles unveils itself, teeming with diversity that challenges perception. Through the mid-20th century, physicists armed with cutting-edge accelerators like the Bevatron embarked on a particle safari, propelling atoms to collide at jaw-dropping velocities. These cosmic smash-ups shattered our naive portrait of the atom, revealing it to be a nesting doll of even more fundamental components. Here's the key message. The subatomic world is much more diverse than it seems. In the vastness of the universe, particles have dual citizenship. There are the tangible citizens with mass, known as fermions, which include the familiar faces of matter and their mirrored counterparts in antimatter. Then there are the intangibles, the bosons, ghostly envoys like photons and gravitons, tasked with ferrying forces such as light and gravity. When Dirac tipped the world off to antimatter, our particle directory was scant, listing only protons, neutrons, and electrons. However, cosmic rays, those high-velocity couriers of deep space mysteries, soon beckoned other denizens into the limelight: the muon, akin to an electron with ambition, and the pion, a featherweight in the particle league. Yet, it wasn't until 1968, inside the vaults of Stanford University, that scientists flung electrons at protons with such vigor they laid bare the truth. Protons are composite beings, trios of even tinier constituents named quarks. These foundational fermions debut in varietals such as the positively charged up quarks, the negatively tinged down quarks, and the strange quarks with their enigmatic bulk. What's more remarkable is that Dirac's vision of antimatter reaches into the heart of these quarks. Every quark has an antiquark doppelganger, and when they meet, they fleetingly assemble into a particle known as a kion. But this union is transitory, a mere blink in cosmic time, as they swiftly fulfill their destiny to annihilate. So we stand, peering into the microverse where particles play out the drama of existence. Each discovery uncovers new depths to the complexity and elegance of the universe, a reminder that beneath the facade of simplicity lies a rich tapestry of subatomic life, pulsating with the energy of both creation and annihilation. Part 4. Beneath serene landscapes lie the key to cosmic secrets. Nestled amidst Switzerland's bucolic beauty, where the tranquility of azure skies meets the grandeur of the Alps, lies an unexpected frontier of human discovery. Here, in sharp contrast to the serene meadows, is a subterranean world bustling with energy, the realm of CERN, where advanced technologies probe the enigmatic world of antimatter with unprecedented precision. The role of sophisticated technology in deciphering the essence of antimatter cannot be overstated, and it is here that we turn our focus. The key message here is, our understanding of antimatter relies on advanced technologies. Antimatter, elusive by nature, presents an intriguing paradox. It yearns for oblivion upon encountering matter, making each moment of its existence fleeting amidst the abundance of matter surrounding us. To capture and study this ephemeral guest, scientists resort to colossal machines that propel particles toward each other at near-light speeds to spawn antiprotons. The challenge, though formidable, is not insurmountable. The process thrives on intricacy. Antiprotons birthed in the frenzy of collision are soothed by a shower of frosty electrons, slowing them just enough to be ensnared by the Penning trap, an apparatus that wields powerful magnetic fields as a net, sequestering antimatter from its natural tendency to annihilate. The triumphant moment came in 1995 when CERN scientists, wielding these complex tools, crafted and preserved a single antiproton. Adventure led to innovation, and by the next year they triumphed in manifesting the first antihydrogen atom, a fleeting yet groundbreaking existence that lasted barely a second. Undeterred, the team sharpened their methods. Their relentless pursuit bore fruit, and the tapestry of time saw the consolidation of ephemeral anti-hydrogen atoms into pools with a lifespan stretching to minutes by 2011. These forays into taming antimatter are pivotal because they provide scientists a window to scrutinize its very essence. Observing antimatter in this controlled theater offers clues to an age-old cosmic conundrum. In the birth of the universe, why did matter claim dominion, leaving antimatter the shadow of near extinction? As we delve deeper, the next discussion awaits us, an examination of this profound imbalance that puzzles the greatest of scientific minds. Part 5. Unraveling the mystery of matter's dominance in the cosmos. Ponder a universe where neutrality reigns, a chessboard echoing a perfect balance, where every piece captured is accounted for with an equal loss. The combatants, matter and antimatter, engage in a shadow dance of annihilation, leaving behind nothing. In theory, that's what the aftermath of the Big Bang should have been, a great cosmic stalemate. Instead, the cosmos is a stage for matter's solo performance. The question that has long puzzled scientists is, simply, why? The key message here is, science is still learning why matter is more prevalent than antimatter. The symmetry between matter and antimatter is uncanny, almost identical in behavior, except for the polarity of charge. If the Big Bang truly birthed these twins in unison, we should have witnessed a grand cancellation, or at least a universe divided evenly between them. However, the more we gaze into the depths of space, the more it becomes evident. Our universe has an undeniable preference for matter. The particle known as the kaon provides a tantalizing snippet of asymmetry, composed of a quark and antiquark duo. Kaons momentarily occupy the spotlight before exiting the stage, their brief existence punctuated by an oscillation of energy. Interestingly, this energy trade reveals a bias. Kaons favor their matter costume a fraction longer than their antimatter guise. Although minuscule, this imbalance might be the critical differentiator that tipped the scales in matter's favor. Then there are neutrinos, particles so diminutive they make electrons seem gargantuan in comparison. Neutrinos switch between matter and antimatter, but it is speculated that in the universe's infancy, particles known as majorons disintegrated into these neutrinos, not impartially, but with a slight favoritism towards the matter variety. This inconspicuous disparity could have been enough to nudge the universe onto the path it currently follows, one brimming with matter. While the scientific tapestry of theories continues to weave its complex narrative, the truth remains just out of reach. But with each kaon and neutrino that we observe, we edge ever closer to solving the enigma of why, in this grand cosmic game, matter seems to have made the winning move. Part 6. The elusive potential of antimatter in practical applications. Imagine a room where tension hangs thick amid discussions of a substance so potent, a pinch could obliterate cities. A speaker stands before a captivated crowd, painting a picture of destruction, powered by a mere billionth of a gram of antimatter. The scene is not plucked from a novel, but from a conference in 2004, where the audience was unnerved by the implications of antimatter in warfare, as detailed by the Air Force's Kenneth Edwards. Yet, despite the fretful whispers that followed, the world can breathe a sigh of relief. The idea of antimatter fueling engines of war remains, for now, a flight of fancy. Here's the key message: practical uses of antimatter are still out of reach. Antimatter, while extraordinary in its capacity to unleash unparalleled energy upon uniting with matter, remains a scarce commodity in a universe dominated by matter. The equation is simple. To access antimatter, we must manufacture it, a task both monumental and glacially slow, devouring time, energy, and vast riches. Even with the prowess of modern science, assembling a single gram of antimatter would exhaust the budgets of nations and the patience of centuries. Storing what little we can produce presents another Herculean task. Charged particles like antiprotons resist closeness due to their inclination to repel each other. To corral a significant quantity of antimatter within the confines of current technologies, such as penning traps, would demand an energy input rivaling the very output we seek to harness. yet human ingenuity is not so easily thwarted. In labs like the Positonics Research Institute, minds continue to turn over the puzzle, seeking a breakthrough that might store antimatter with more efficiency and stability. One such idea floats the concept of positronium atoms, the union of a positron and an electron, achieving a delicate neutrality that could, under precise magnetic conditions, sidestep the issues of charge repulsion. So as the theoretical sketches of antimatter-fueled spacecraft and armaments continue to accumulate dust, they stand as symbols of aspiration, a reminder of technology's wild frontier. We remain anticipatory, watching the horizon for the day when antimatter shifts from the annals of possibility to the pages of history, should a scientific revelation one day dismantle the barriers that stand between theory and application. Final summary. Within the vast canvas of the universe, there lies a hidden counterpart to everything we know, a substance called antimatter. Composed of particles such as positrons and antiprotons, antimatter serves as the mirror image to our everyday matter, but with a twist. Each particle's charge is reversed. It's this cosmic duality that sets the stage for the most energetic reactions possible when matter and antimatter come into contact, resulting in their mutual destruction and the release of incredible energy. Crafting a comprehensive vision of antimatter isn't just about theoretical equations. It's grounded in tangible experimentation and research. The likes of Paul Dirac used their intellectual prowess to demystify antimatter, translating its concept from theoretical realm to scientific consensus. Meanwhile, the innovators at CERN have successfully generated these elusive particles in sophisticated labs designed to mimic the birth pangs of the cosmos. But here lies the paradox. Despite our growing understanding, the practical applications of antimatter remain distant. The process of creating it is a testament to humanity's technological ambition, but also to our current limitations, yielding minuscule amounts that disappear almost instantaneously. The dream of harnessing antimatter for energy or even interstellar travel is still just that, a dream. In the final analysis, antimatter encapsulates a fascinating aspect of our reality, challenging us to push the boundaries of science and our quest for knowledge. Its elusive nature and powerful potential continue to intrigue the curious, ensuring that antimatter will remain a pivotal area of research in our ongoing exploration of the very fabric of the universe. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.